Welcome to the Battery Testing Mentor podcast. Today, Pierre paid me a visit at this wonderful podcasting studio. I have also been acquainted with Pierre Freund for a while now, ever since my time spent in China. We encountered each other for the initial time. However, perhaps it would be advisable for you to introduce yourself first, Mr. Freund, in order to avoid any misunderstandings caused by me speaking on your behalf.
Thanks for the invite and chance to exchange ideas with you. I am Pierre Freund. I have been working at ElringKlinger in the field of fuel cells and battery technology for almost 10 years. My entry was actually in fuel cell technology as part of a doctorate program at ElringKlinger. For a period of nearly 4.5 years, I have been actively engaged in the role of head of battery testing. In that context, we also met previously because it was related to testing services, testing options. In the field of battery technology, exactly myself about me, I am 42 years old and reside in South Germany.
The title of Head of Battery Testing is a perfect fit for the Battery Testing Mentor podcast, showcasing expertise in battery testing. That's why I thought we definitely need to talk at some point. I initiated this by consistently conducting a brief question round at the commencement. So I would simply commence right away and inquire the initial question, which was, what has been the most remarkable experience that you have encountered during the tests that you have conducted in your field of expertise?
I believe I speak on behalf of many individuals who are involved in the field of battery testing. And this is specifically in the area of safety testing, thermal propagation, where one is always taken aback by the way the actual behavior of the cell is revealed and uncovered. For instance, when considering a short circuit or thermal propagation, where individuals often contemplate the behavior of individual cells during a fault or extreme scenario, and then observe the results in the overall module pack assembly, it is possible for the outcomes to deviate significantly from the original expectations in the experiment, which highlights the importance of understanding how cells behave in such situations. I believe that is actually where we always come back, or I personally do.
So you think everything has been tested and then you move on to the next level and then something new comes out again. What was the most unfavorable experience or the, I don't want to say worst experience, but an experience where you said you don't have to do it again?
Yes, it is actually also in the area of thermal propagation, where perhaps not enough thought was given in advance to the potential outcome of the test. These are things where we say, you must ensure to utilize the suitable measuring instruments. And I believe that many people have already experienced this, that one approaches the question from below, perhaps excessively loosely chosen, constructs and performs initial tests in a safe environment, and then encounters the actual thermal events to gain real-world experience.
Yes, then the subsequent question. What was then, on the other hand, what truly surprised positively, where one says, yes, that is exactly how it should be?
So we have now been able to gain first-hand experience of this through the utilization of prismatic cells. The specifications were quite conservative as provided by the manufacturer, and the project commenced over a span of 4 years. We have numerous endurance tests, cycling, and lifetime analysis initiated and are currently present with the actual number of cycles of electrical charging cycles far exceeding our expectations, surpassing what the manufacturer had specified to us initially. So this is absolutely positive, and it also confirms to us or to me that battery technology is indeed highly sustainable and a remarkably durable product if it is used correctly and maintained properly. One is frequently confronted with supplier situations where they naturally tend to choose the safe harbor and set their specifications so far back or indicate them so low, one can confidently take on more. Although this trend is now also emerging, you can also tell that 4 years ago, the situation in that respect was clearly different. Numerous tech advancements have naturally enhanced cell chemistry and behavior over time.
Do you believe it is because the manufacturers now simply know more after almost 4 years and have more confidence? Or is it that the batteries have somehow become better?
I believe this is a mix. Firstly, there's more experience, also a lot more field data for analysis and evaluation. A battery cell behaves in the lab environment naturally partially different from its later use in the field. Of course, there are also interconnection effects, losses, and the topic of balancing is, of course, also a huge issue. Always with the right battery technology, battery wiring, and also control unit parameterization. but altogether has already led to the fact that both cell manufacturers have more confidence, but also have gathered additional insights, which they immediately integrate into their developments or continuously integrate into their processes. We may need to know what Aaron Klinger is associated with. Klinger is not only a supplier of pure battery systems, but our main focus also includes cell covers or cell contacting systems in addition to our battery offerings. That means we also possess a highly proficient comprehension at the component level regarding the crucial aspects, the requirements that must be fulfilled to establish a connection between individual cells, forming a complete battery pack.
Already offers a multitude of subjects for future discussions. However, I would like to adhere to this list of questions at this time and then inquire about the desire of a testing laboratory, specifically a laboratory that specializes in testing batteries. What should it fulfill? What should it deliver to ensure customer satisfaction and meet their expectations?
Also, professional way of working, as ridiculous as it may sound, but it actually comes down to reliability. It is regarding the proper handling of sensitive information and ultimately fostering open communication within the organization. No test is different. Certainly, we have numerous standards in Germany, as well as global standards that must be adhered to and followed worldwide. ECA 100 is clearly formulated, concise. LV124 is clearly formulated, provides a clear guideline, but nevertheless, it always lies in the detail. That means the experimental description, the test specification, is the focal point of all activities. And here you require a partner and laboratories that also openly communicate and share information, clearly play back how it might be done differently or what difficulties arise from it. So we have actually noticed differences in recent years as well. And our ultimate desire, and we also give careful attention to this, is to have open, transparent communication.
Good. And then the final question in this round of questions delves into the overall perspective. What are the developments that you are genuinely excited about, or that they are genuinely excited about, where the battery world is making remarkable advancements, and where you are eagerly awaiting their implementation in reality at this very moment, right now?
There are two fundamental developments for me. One is the range, that is the capacity and the charging capability. From batteries, that means one might compare oneself unjustly with the combustion technology, where one then says the refueling process takes a few minutes. Of course, a lot is happening, also in accepting end consumers. And the other topic is security. In reality, the fire safety and intrinsic safety of the batteries. When you analyze the statistics, it is consistently claimed that electric vehicles are often perceived as being highly dangerous. If you examine it more closely, the reasons behind fires in electric vehicles are seldom directly linked to the battery itself, but rather to the charging technology or other components that have been installed in the vehicle.
Is really the point. You see a lot of videos. So now I, from my contacts with China, which come from China, and usually the battery somehow burns during the charging process. In situations like these, it often becomes apparent later on that somehow the onboard charger or a related component has overheated and then led to the occurrence of a fire. Yes, super interesting.